Welcome to the deep dive. We're diving deep today into some fascinating internet culture stuff.
Okay.
You've given us some excerpts from a forum thread called HSG Paid-In Quarters Edition 32-58120, and it's a discussion between fans of the webcomic Homestuck
Right.
that goes in some pretty wild directions.
Yeah, what stands out to me immediately is the very specific labeling of this thread.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said, it's clearly a part of a larger conversation. And the paid in quarters thing kind of hints at the community's playful self-awareness.
Yeah, it's as if they're acknowledging that their contributions to this thread are actually valuable, even if it's just all in good fun.
Right.
But before we get too deep into it, let's set the stage for our listeners.
Okay.
We're looking at a thread on what appears to be a Homestuck forum, and the structure and the lingo is like classic 4chan.
Oh yeah, 4chan is like notorious for its fast-paced, often anonymous culture.
Right.
It's a breeding ground for memes and inside jokes. So
Yeah.
decoding this thread will be like cracking a secret code.
I like that.
It seems like our users are already pretty deep in it, constantly referencing past discussions and in-jokes.
Yeah, it's a fandom deep dive within a deep dive.
Exactly.
They even mention celebrating a Slopcast anniversary.
Oh, wow.
I have to admit, I'm very curious about what a Slopcast might be.
Well, based on the context, it's probably some kind of like a humorous audio recording created by the forum members themselves. The fact that they're marking a 10th thread anniversary suggests these deep dives are a regular event for them.
So we're catching them in the middle of a tradition,
Yeah.
which it has a whole other layer to this.
Right.
And speaking of layers, this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
They suddenly shift gears into a debate about the video game series Danganronpa.
Oh, yeah. And the opinions are all over the place.
Yeah.
Some users are like captivated by the premise, while others think the writing is lackluster.
Right.
It's a great example of how, even within a niche community like this, you'll find a wide range of perspectives.
It reminds us that taste is subjective, even when it comes to something as specific as Danganronpa.
Absolutely.
Then we have this user who throws in the term yellow likes.
Oh, yeah.
And they go a step further and they actually provide a definition. They describe yellow likes as like high effort fan games that are heavily inspired by their source material.
I see.
They even mention Undertale Yellow as like the prime example.
Oh, cool.
It's fascinating to see them create their own terminology to discuss fan creations.
Yeah, it speaks to the creativity and dedication within this fandom.
For sure.
It's like they're building their own mini culture
Yeah.
within a larger fandom space.
And speaking of characters, we start to see some familiar names popping up. We've got Meji Dokkan, who seems to be an admin or at least a very influential figure. And then we have Marzipan, who's quite active
Yeah.
and frequently engaged in debates.
Okay.
And they also mention the Blue Buddies, which
Self-investing.
hints at some past events or drama that we're not really privy to.
Right, we're just seeing a snapshot.
Makes you wish we had access to the whole forum history just to understand the full context.
Yeah, for sure.
But even without that, we can appreciate the running gags that pop up,
Oh, yeah, totally.
like the embed strikes again. It seems like someone is notorious for embedding content instead of just posting links, much to the annoyance of others.
Yeah, it's like a classic example of forum etiquette.
Or in this case, the lack thereof.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the meta commentary about puzzle piece analogies and overused phrases becoming predictable in these deep dives.
It's like they're aware of their own patterns and tropes, which adds a whole other layer of humor for those who are in the know.
Yeah, it's like self-aware humor that only a community with a shared history can truly appreciate.
And then we have this user who throws down a creative challenge,
Okay.
requesting a drawing from another user who's apparently quite talented.
Oh, cool.
The description they provide for this female character is incredibly specific, like down to her hair, color, clothing, and accessories. They even mention using AI image generators and being critical of the results.
Really?
It's a glimpse into the creative process, even within a casual forum setting.
Yeah.
They're using these new tools, but still have a very discerning eye.
Right.
Plus, it's just funny to imagine that this back and forth between the requester and the artist.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And speaking of back and forth, we see the thread take a bit of a tangent into a discussion about women and relationships,
Okay.
marked by the unusual spelling W women.
Interesting.
And as expected, there are contrasting viewpoints. One user argues that relationships are inherently limiting.
Okay.
while another defends personal choice and the possibility of finding happiness within a relationship.
Makes sense.
It's fascinating how these threads, however random they may seem, can often touch upon broader societal conversations.
Yeah, that's true.
In this case, it's about the balance between individual freedom and the compromises we make in relationships.
Right. A classic debate.
Yeah.
It's a question that's been debated for like centuries,
right,
and probably will continue to be debated for centuries more.
Exactly. And it's interesting to see it play out like in the context of this specific forum community.
Definitely.
It adds a unique flavor to the conversation.
It does.
It definitely challenges the stereotype of these fandoms as being like monolithic.
Right.
And speaking of stereotypes, the conversation takes another turn as we dive into a heated debate about video games.
Oh boy, here we go.
Specifically, Final Fantasy versus the Megaten / Persona series.
Yes, classic gaming rivalry. I feel like every fandom has these.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting to see how the arguments play out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just about, like, graphics or gameplay. Mm-hmm. It gets into, like, deeper philosophical differences.
Yeah.
And how each series approaches storytelling and character development.
And it's not even just about praising their favorite. There's some real criticism being thrown around, too.
Oh, yeah.
We see the term fake.niche directed at ATLUS and the Persona series, which suggests that some users feel like the company is trying to cultivate an image of exclusivity that doesn't quite match up to the reality of the game.
That's a really interesting point.
Yeah.
It speaks to the idea of authenticity within fandom.
Right.
And the anxiety around something becoming too mainstream.
Yeah, there's this sense that once something hits a certain level of popularity, it loses its edge. It loses its specialness.
Not really.
And maybe there's even a fear of being associated with a fandom that's no longer seen as cool or underground.
Right.
It's like they're trying to protect their own sense of belonging by gatekeeping.
Yeah, even if it's just through these online pronouncements.
Exactly.
It's a complex dynamic for sure.
It is.
But what I find even more fascinating is how this conversation about gaming spills over into meta commentary.
Yeah.
About the nature of the forum itself.
Right. It's like they're stepping outside of their specific debates about games or relationships and starting to analyze their own behavior and the dynamics of the board.
Interesting.
There's a discussion about anonymity.
Yes.
And this tension between wanting to remain anonymous, but also trying to figure out who you're actually talking to.
Makes sense.
Raises some interesting questions about online identity.
Yeah, for sure. On one hand, anonymity allows for a certain freedom of expression.
Right. People can feel more comfortable sharing their thoughts and opinions.
Exactly. Without fear of judgment or reprisal.
But on the other hand, it can also lead to a lack of accountability and a sense of detachment from the consequences of one's words.
It's a double-edged sword for sure.
It is. And it seems like these users are grappling with both sides of it.
Yeah.
They even try to uncover the identity of a user nicknamed Mr. Horse Spider Ocean, who's apparently known for being antagonistic.
Oh, wow.
They're analyzing posting styles, comparing IPs, trying to connect the dots.
So they're like internet detectives.
It's like an online detective story.
That's so cool. It speaks to the importance of reputation even in an anonymous space.
Right.
Their actions, their words still carry weight within the community.
And it's not just about avoiding negative consequences.
Right.
It's also about earning respect and recognition from their peers.
Exactly. It's like building a reputation in a small town, even though this town exists solely online.
Yeah. And amidst all of these debates and investigations, we get these glimpses of vulnerability that really humanize the whole experience.
I see.
Like when a user admits to feeling depressed and another offers support and a virtual hug, it's a reminder that behind the screen names and the memes, there are real people with real emotions.
For sure.
And despite the anonymity, they're still finding ways to connect with each other on a deeper level.
It really challenges the assumption that online interactions are inherently superficial.
Totally. In fact, for some people, these online communities might be their primary source of support and connection.
Absolutely, especially for those who might feel isolated or misunderstood in their offline lives.
And it's not just about offering comfort during tough times.
Right.
It's also about sharing joys and triumphs.
Yep.
There's a moment where a user asks, "Is there any online game we could all rally around?"
Interesting.
It's this yearning for a shared experience, a common ground that can bring them together.
I see. It's like they're looking for a way to strengthen their bonds. not just through shared interests, but through shared activities.
Right. And they throw out a bunch of suggestions for more mainstream games like Toontown and Destiny to like really niche titles like Labyrinth of Refrain.
Wow, that's a deep cut.
It's a testament to the diversity of their tastes,
yeah,
but also to their willingness to try new things and find something that can unite them.
It speaks to the power of games as a social tool.
For sure.
As a way to bridge differences and create lasting connections. It really makes you wonder if the search for that perfect shared game is part of what keeps them coming back to this forum.
It's like they're not just discussing games, they're discussing the idea of community itself.
That's a really insightful observation. Yeah, it's as if the games themselves are almost secondary to the social connections that they facilitate. Mm-hmm. And this thread is a perfect example of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's messy, it's chaotic,
yeah,
but it's also incredibly vibrant and engaging.
And despite all the bickering and disagreements,
right,
you can just sense this like underlying camaraderie,
yeah,
this shared history that binds them together.
For sure. It's like they've created their own little world within this forum,
right,
complete with its own language, its own inside jokes, its own set of values.
And that shared culture is what makes these deep dives so fascinating. They're not just analyses of random internet chatter, you know?
Okay.
They're glimpses into a unique subculture with its own rituals and traditions.
It's like being an anthropologist studying a tribe in the digital wilderness.
Speaking of tribal dynamics, remember those gaming grudge matches we were talking about earlier?
Oh, yeah.
It seems like that fake niche debate about ATLUS and the Persona series really struck a nerve with some users.
Yeah, it seems to tap into a broader anxiety about authenticity within fandom, like we were talking about.
Right, the sense that some companies are trying to capitalize on niche interests without truly understanding or respecting them.
Exactly. It's almost like they're accusing these companies of cultural appropriation in a way.
Right, taking something that was once small and special and turning it into a mass marketed product.
Yeah.
And that can feel like a betrayal to those who were there from the beginning.
It's like they're losing ownership of something that was once uniquely theirs.
Mm-hmm. And that sense of loss can be quite powerful.
Absolutely. Especially in a community as tight-knit as this one.
But it's not just about defending their favorite games or companies.
Right.
It's also about defining themselves in opposition to what they perceive as mainstream or inauthentic.
Exactly. It's about creating a sense of identity.
Yeah.
Through shared tastes and values.
And that's what makes these online communities so compelling.
For sure.
They provide a space for people to explore their identities, to find others who share their passions.
And to create something meaningful together.
It's a reminder that even in the vastness of the internet, human connection still thrives.
Yeah. And sometimes those connections can be found in the most unexpected places.
Totally.
Like a chaotic forum thread dedicated to a webcomic.
Exactly. It's a testament to the enduring power of fandom and the human need for belonging.
And it makes you wonder what future deep dives might uncover about the evolution of this community and their ever-evolving in-jokes.
It's exciting to think about how these online spaces will continue to shape our culture and our understanding of ourselves.
We've only just scratched the surface, but it's clear that there's a whole world of fascinating insights waiting to be discovered.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the heart of internet culture.